When the path is nowhere to be found, you pave the rest of it. It is a dopamine rush every time you accomplish something, and you'll never reach it. You're constantly searching for fulfillment, but because you have to prove to yourself that you can do it. But when it's for the wrong reasons, it can be very destructive. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show. Today, I have a very, very special episode for you. I'm going to experiment a little bit with these next few topics because I want to find what my niche is or my niche. I don't know, however you say it, I guess. And I can't really do that without experimenting a little bit. So today's episode, I wanted to be creative. I wanted to express myself, but also, like, you know, I wanted to create something. And by doing that, you know, I wanted to be artistic. And all that good stuff. So the topic of today is hustle culture. Some of you may be laughing, some of you may be excited about this topic, but I'm going to be talking about the good and the bad of hustle culture. And by doing that, I'm going to start off by telling a story. Now, at the end of the story, I'll be doing a summary of everything. So you kind of understand, just to make sure that I wrote the story well. But to get a picture in your head of what this lifestyle is like, whether you understand it or not, whether you live it or not. I know a lot of you guys listening are the hustle type and whatever, but maybe most of you probably don't understand what that means to live that hustle culture lifestyle, to live that hustler lifestyle. So for this episode, I just want you to enjoy. I want you to maybe, you know, sit back, relax, close your eyes, envision yourself being the character of this story. When I say you, I mean, I want you to envision yourself with, you know, this is just an experiment, me trying to be creative, trying to do something new. But, you know, I would love to hear your thoughts at the end of it. But with all that said, my friends, let's get into the story today. You have been going through life knowing you were meant for more. Growing up, you knew you were different. You were told you were different. You were special. You believed it growing up. You were made to do something great. You were put here for a reason. You were going to change lives. But the older you get, you grow and learn of what the real world is like. The more you learn, the more disheartening you become. You're told that is impossible. Why don't you try something that's realistic? And they just don't get it, you tell yourself, and continue on your journey of life with a dream. But as the young, innocent time is flying by, your dream slowly gets suppressed by the pressure around it. A dream slowly dying like a cactus that never gets water. Looking back, you can almost smell the memories. You can almost feel the excitement as a kid, so excited to grow up and already scheming about how you're going to be somebody someday. Saving every dollar you had worked for, doing chores around the house, having an exact place to put it when you're old enough. But life had gotten in the way some years ago, as you are much older now, to the point where there were no dreams. There were no goals. The only thing you could do is survive. You just needed to make it through the day. What you could have never prepared for had happened. The reality of life. The exhaustion of it all got to you. The hurt, the pain, the trauma. What was once innocent and creative was now struggling to survive. Fallen into a pit that you couldn't see coming. A pit that had swallowed you whole with what seemed to be no possible escape. You were done. You decided to give up. Your dreams crushed, your future nowhere to be found, with no hope. And while you were battling with yourself for so long, waiting to get the courage to finally end it all, something had changed. You were pushed, challenged by the people in your life, and it was your choice to try and get better or leave and finally put this life to rest. You had a choice. When you had exhausted all other options, you made the leap hoping maybe this could be what you needed the whole time. Self-development. You started with your addictions and going to the gym. It was painful, but you had been in so much pain for so long that it almost felt good. You no longer felt the urge to harm yourself because you did it in new and different ways. You did it in the gym. You worked your mind. You worked your body. You worked yourself to the core, leaving yourself completely drained emotionally and physically every day so you wouldn't have time to even feel emotion. At this point, you were gaining hope. You could see the light at the end of the tunnel, almost as if you were crawling ever so slowly out of this pit you had been engulfed in for so long. This lifestyle became addicting. The longer you were living this way, the more you came to love it, the happier you became. You were reading books, listening to podcasts, motivating yourself the entire time, rekindling that dream you had as a kid. You were no longer in the pit, but you were running from it as fast as you could, leaving yourself no chance to look back, no chance to slow down because you were so afraid it would swallow you again if you even slowed down. With time, what had started as a way out had grown into a lifestyle. You started working on your dreams again, day by day. Work became your life. As soon as you were off your hourly job or out of school, you were working on your future. You didn't have time to waste. You didn't see friends. You hardly even saw your family. Workaholic, they would call you. You need to take a break, they would tell you, but you wouldn't stop. You couldn't stop because as soon as you would, you were losing to yourself. You were becoming the old version of yourself again. Screw what anyone else thought. You are going to be successful because you have to. You won't accept another outcome because what had happened in the pit had changed you too. And you weren't going to achieve success to show them or anybody else. You were going to achieve success to show yourself, to prove to yourself you weren't the same person you were in the pit. So you tested yourself constantly, pushing your own limits physically, mentally, and emotionally. You had learned to face your fears head on because you just had to know your breaking point. And with every book you read, every video watched, every hour spent, you felt one step closer to your dreams. You are so lazy, you would tell yourself. You have work to do every time you even took a day off. Your self-worth was now based off the amount of work you achieved. It was based off how little you took breaks, how much focus you had, how little time you spent on your phone, constantly comparing yourself to yesterday. Your identity was created around how long you have stayed sober, how long you have managed to be happy, how much you can lift, how much you have worked. Not achieved, but worked. And I say worked and not achieved because this whole time, while you may have achieved a lot, it was never enough. You were never satisfied. Each milestone hit, causing even more hunger for that end goal. Almost as if you had built a castle brick by brick, but reaching the final product and wanting it bigger. So you begin your next mission, building an even bigger castle, hitting milestones along the way, still discontent with the progress you have already made. But the crazy thing is, you did not hate this process. In fact, you loved it. You were destined for greatness, and you felt it was almost in your grasp. You learned how to enjoy feeling the pain of hard work and life circumstances. Nothing could get to you. You became invincible because with pain comes strength. You learned even the hardest curves life throws at you, it is all a learning experience. No matter what did happen or what will happen, you were okay with it because you used it to fuel you, to learn, to grow. Now, living this way for years, you have hit the glass ceiling. You have done all that you could, but no matter how hard you push yourself, these last few months, it seems you haven't been gaining any progress. And when you aren't achieving, you are losing. So going months of making what seems to be no progress, like molasses running down a tree in the winter, you begin to slow down. You wonder if you will ever make a difference. You wonder if all of this has been for nothing. You can go so long without seeing results. You will continue to push yourself regardless, but day by day, you lose joy in the process. Tasks get harder. Pushing gets more difficult. And the inevitable, you get burnt out. Almost forgetting why you had started building this castle in the first place. And then you begin to ponder, is this life really making me happy? And the longer you ponder this, the more confused you seem to become. So you go back to square one, asking yourself, what is life even about? Now that's a topic for another day, but you understand that because if life is all about the alpha grind set, is that even a life you want to live? But you know, life isn't about happiness and joy all the time, because without pain, there is no happiness. There is no development, no growth. You know that when you chase a life of comfort, it will lead you to even more discontent. But if you chase a life of purpose, you are in a way chasing pain. And while you can withstand the pain for extreme amounts of time, eventually it wears on your soul. So now you are at a crossroads, unsure what the future holds for you, just trying to pick yourself up every day because you are too tired to push as hard as you used to, but uncomfortable with the lack of drive, learning to find joy in different places, desperately looking for fulfillment, meaning, but you can't seem to find the answers. You believe in God. You thought that would have been enough. He would give you the answers. He is the answer. But something isn't clicking. Because looking back this whole time, you did not place your meaning, purpose, or identity in Him. You put it all in yourself, in your work, in your definition of purpose, in your future and lifestyle and work ethic. All good things to have. But you feel you have been lied to. Lied to by a community of people all doing the same things as you, all on the same grind, all amazing people. But when you think about it, you realize the big businesses teaching this lifestyle, this mindset, are profiting off your discontent with your progress. All that time, you felt like you were chasing something you knew you couldn't reach. It was true. You never could reach the success. Because when you would, the definition would change. When you would chase the fulfillment, you never got it because every time you achieved, it was moved even further, like a carrot dangling in front of you. These people knew that too. They knew if they published a new book, you would buy it up in an instant. Release a new video or podcast, you'd be right there, listening in, craving the answers for the answers only you could find. Now, chasing success is not a bad thing, but expecting it to fulfill you will leave you worse off than when you started. You have decided, rather than spending your time stressing over how many hours worked, how many followers accumulated, how much money that has been made, you are going to start fresh. You are going to achieve success, but you are going to learn to love the process. Because if you cannot love the process, there really is no point to this lifestyle. You have come to learn that your plan will not work exactly how you intended. And when you are going down a path for so long, when you hit roadblocks, when the path is nowhere to be found, you pave the rest of it. So, my friends, that is my story about hustle culture. So, I'm going to go over a quick summary and then we'll wrap this up. So, hustle culture, I want to first start with why we started. Because when you understand why we start this hustle lifestyle, this hustle culture lifestyle, you kind of you get a better grasp of what it even is. So we start, the reason we start this hustle lifestyle, this grind set, this alpha grind set, right? Something I've been a part of for years now, is because of some kind of discontent or trauma in life. And I'm not saying if you don't have some kind of discontent or trauma in your life, you're not going to start it, because I'm, you know, everybody's different. But the majority of people that have started this, like genuinely started this lifestyle, have had some major discontent or trauma in their life, like maybe depression or something. And that is kind of where this all starts. And why we stay in it. We stay in this hustle lifestyle because it's addicting. Something not many people know. But like, you know, you hear everybody talking about this hustle culture, hustle lifestyle, hustler, I'm a hustler, I do this, I do that, right? I worked this many hours today. And we stay in this, you know, if you're on the outside looking at your friends who are a part of this lifestyle, you may be thinking, like, dude, I don't get it. But the thing to understand about this lifestyle is it is literally addicting. It is a dopamine rush every time you accomplish something. It is a dopamine rush, like when you push yourself harder than you thought you could. This lifestyle is, it's not a lifestyle, it's an addiction. Big companies know this. This lifestyle is an addiction. And you may say it's a good addiction, and it can be a very good and healthy addiction to have, like the addiction to going to the gym, right? That's like you might say that's a good addiction to have. And maybe it is, but there's some things, you know, any addiction can be bad. So with this lifestyle, it's like there's a carrot dangling in front of you at all times, and you can never ever reach it. And the closer you get to it, the farther it moves away, and you'll never reach it. You're constantly searching for fulfillment. You're constantly searching for achievement, success in your own life, not because you care what anybody else thinks about you, but because you have to prove to yourself that you can do it. Because when this all starts, it all starts with some discontent in your own life. It all starts with you, you know, your own negative self-talk. And then it becomes, you get into this pissing match with yourself. You're like, I have to prove to myself that I am good enough. I have to prove to myself that I can work hard enough. I have to whatever, because you aren't good enough for yourself anymore. See, the more you work, the harder you work, the more you focus, the less time you spend on your phone, the less addictions you have, the less this, the more whatever you're doing, the more you think you can be, I guess, worthy enough for yourself. Like you can be, I don't even know, I lost my train of thought. And it's like, yes, these are good things to have, but when it's for the wrong reasons, it can be very destructive in your life. And me being somebody who has kind of lived this lifestyle for a very long time, I kind of have I've been in a very interesting stage in life right now. Let's just say that. And more topics are coming up on that soon. But with this story, I wanted you to see what it is like to live in this hustle lifestyle. So this lifestyle, it can be negative, because when you put your identity in something that can be taken from you or something that can change, you will find that you are never fulfilled. And with this lifestyle, what happens is you are putting your identity in your achievement. In not even your achievement, you're putting your identity in how much time you worked that day. You're putting your identity in like how much you can do, how like disciplined you are. You're putting your identity in all these things. But it's like, if you think about it, like, let's say one day you slip up. Let's say one day is a really bad day and you slip back into old habits. You decide to take a drink. You decide to take a hit, whatever it is, right? When that happens, it is not just you relapsing. It is you becoming the person that you used to be. It is you, but it's also you are losing a part of your identity that you've had for so long because you have built your identity on all these different things. And one of them in being how long you have stayed sober, right? Or how much you can lift in the gym. Let's say you tear a freaking bicep, right? What are you going to do then? That's a big part of your identity that has just been taken from you. And when you lose one part of your identity, you begin to slowly lose more and more and more parts of your identity. You begin to, you know, kind of slide back. And then when you're like, you know, you're maybe still the same person. You know, you're still the same person, but you don't view yourself as the same person because your identity was built off of all these things that can change. And when you lose one thing, it builds to another, and then it goes to another, and then it goes to another. And then at the end of it, you're like, who am I? And that question is for another day. And I actually recorded an entire episode about finding your purpose and meaning in life and whatever, but I decided not to release it. That's why I haven't released an episode in like a month. So just to let you know there, because I have recorded some and then I'm like, no, this is not good enough. So I never released it. Anyways, let's get back to the topic here. So these things can be negative. It can be negative, you know, to put your identity in yourself or your achievement because, you know, this lifestyle can be negative because it distorts your self-image and your self-worth. So what you used to think was maybe I'm a nice person. I'm a very kind person. I love everybody, like, right? I'm a good person to be around. I'm a good friend. I'm a good family member, whatever. You know, whatever it is that you had your self-image, self-worth in. Maybe it was how good of a person you were to other people. Maybe it was, you know, whatever it was, right? But with this lifestyle, your self-worth, your self-image comes from, it begins to build off of, how much work did I achieve today? How little time did I spend on my phone? You know, like all these different things. You are only good enough if you can blank. You are only good enough if you can quit drinking caffeine. Because you've been, you know, you enjoy caffeine and you're not allowed to enjoy anything. You know, like this is that mindset. Like anytime you begin to enjoy something, you take it away from yourself just to prove to yourself, I have the discipline to quit that thing. Like that's the extent of like how crazy this stuff is. And maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm just the only person in this hustle culture lifestyle that does that. But it's like anytime that I have like, you know, I have a little bit too much caffeine today and then I'm like, boom, I'm doing a deep dopamine detox because I need to prove to myself that I'm not addicted to that. I need to prove to myself that I have the self-discipline to not drink caffeine. I have to prove to myself this or that. You know, like you take away things that you like or enjoy just to prove to yourself that you have the discipline. At least that's what I do. Like maybe I'm just crazy. Maybe I'm the only person in this hustle culture lifestyle that does that because I'm crazy. But everything becomes a challenge for yourself. And you are only good enough if you can quit that thing. And then you quit that thing and then you're not satisfied. You're not fulfilled. It's like that carrot constantly dangling. You're like, I'll be good enough when I achieve this. You go out and you achieve that thing. And then you're like, you know what? That was not enough for me. It wasn't good enough. I should have done better here. I should have done better there. I could have done this better. Maybe you're like, nope, that's not it. I'm going for that now. This isn't what I wanted. I want that. You know, that's why I brought in the building the castle and the story, because you build this castle, you spend so much time, so much energy building this thing, this lifestyle, this, you know, the success. You spend so much time working on this thing and you finally get it and you're like, on to the next. This wasn't good enough. It's not fulfilling. It's not satisfying enough. And then you begin to tell yourself, if you haven't achieved this or that, if you didn't spend 16 hours working this day, you are lazy. You aren't good enough. You're lazy. You've been working for 3 months, right? You know, every day for, let's say, 12 straight hours. And like, you take one day off and you're lazy. That's how this lifestyle grows. It's what it grows, can grow into. It's what, how this lifestyle can be negative. And a lot of people don't realize this stuff going into it. It changes your mind. It changes your values. Because like I said, it starts from some discontent in your life. It starts from some trauma in your life. And when it starts from some trauma, it's like you're either here or you're there. So you're pushing for the next goal constantly. You lose joy in the process. Only, I don't know why I have the word stove in my notes here, but it's a little confusing. But you're pushing for the goal constantly. You are never going to be satisfied. You are never going to be good enough for yourself, because it starts off by running from your life, running away from your problems, from your pain, and it transforms to something completely different. You miss out on relationships, you know, because you're working constantly. Like, there's been several times where, personally, like, I've said no to people because, you know, I'm on that grind. Hey, man, it's a weekday. I'm on that grind. Leave me alone. Or, you know, like, even on weekends, I'll say no to people because I'm on that grind. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you never, you know, just go out and do things for fun anymore, because if it's not meaningful and if it's not purposeful, then why would you ever do it, right? So it makes you put your identity in the wrong places. And like, let me say this, like, these are not bad things to have. And like, sacrificing time with friends and family for a goal, an achievement, that is a good thing to do. Like, having that self-discipline, having that, these are very good things to have. Like, going to the gym, you know, quitting these addictions, quitting these habits, like, taking tolerance breaks from, you know, like, caffeine, stuff like that. Having that discipline and that, you know, whatever, like, these are good things to have. But it's, you know, anything can be, you know, most things can be good until you have too much of it, right? And so real quick, I do want to talk about some of the positives of the alpha grind set, right? The grind set. I just love that term so much. It helps you, it teaches you how to control your mind, control your emotions, teaches you self-discipline, self-control. And these are like some of the most important things that like most of the people in the entire world like don't understand. And so like, this is very, very important stuff. This can be a very good lifestyle, but, you know, as long as you have your identity and your, you know, everything in the right place. And it, you know, it teaches you focus. It's also like, it gives you, makes you grow mentally and physically. And the last thing I have to say about this is it's this hustle culture, this hustle lifestyle. It is life. It provides life transformation. You can go from being one person to a completely different person. You can be who you want to be. You can achieve what you want to achieve. You can do anything, you know, when you're living this way. I mean, I think you could do anything regardless, but it is a complete life transformation, you know, in so many different aspects. It's like, I don't even know how to say that. Like, I don't even know how to explain that, but it's transformational. So, my friends, the hustle lifestyle, the hustle culture, to do or not to do, that is up to you. I just wanted you to understand what it is like to be in the mind of a hustler. Now, with all that said, my friends, I hope you have a wonderful however long it takes until I upload a new episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you didn't enjoy, let me know your thoughts. Text me on Instagram or Facebook at Alpha Insight Podcast. Thank you again. Peace.